Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Maybe you're not fussy about food. You buy what's on sale because it's affordable. Or maybe you're very careful. You choose veggie burgers because you don't consume meat. Whether you're at one end of the spectrum or the other, do you take the time to investigate exactly what you're putting into your body? The veggie burger may sound healthy, but if it contains artificial ingredients engineered in a lab, is that any better for you than junk food?
Our next guest believes that eating better quality foods is the key to optimal health. Nationally acclaimed nutritionist Ashley Coff is also a registered dietitian who originated the term qualitarian. She's compiled a database of over 50,000 products which meet rigorous standards of nutrition, sourcing methods, and marketing integrity. Ashley joins us to explain why choosing quality foods may be the solution to many of our most common health problems. Welcome to Take Care, Ashley. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How would you define qualitarian and explain why you think it's so essential to our health?
Sure. So qualitarian at the core means that, and it's to describe a person, you know, so it's the idea of not saying the label vegetarian or flexitarian or these others. And I chose qualitarian because I wanted to emphasize the role that better quality choices make in the body. And that is, so by definition, a qualitarian is someone who believes that better quality choices are the key to optimal health. And very important to say two key pieces about that. First of all, we're saying better quality choices. There is no perfection when it comes to nutrition. So it's not about this, you know, searching for this best product or this best food and developing what I call nutrition whiplash, because that seems to change every day, you know, in terms of what's deemed the best. So better, and I do believe there are always better quality choices. And the second part of that is choices, recognizing that to be a qualitarian, you have to be informed enough to know what to choose and that you can actually make choices. And sometimes the choice means bringing something so that you're prepared, or sometimes the choice means saying no to what might be a favorite food at that moment because there isn't a better quality choice option, but knowing you could have it in a different location. You know, and an example of that might be saying no to highly processed, you know, ice cream bar or something like that. And it's not to say that you can't have ice cream, but you might choose to have the organic ice cream when you're at home and can control for the quality of it. Now, the other piece about qualitarian and quality is it is not to discount other nutrition principles. We still have to know those. And on my website, I have a hopefully very clear free nutrition download that explains the four pillars, of which quality is one. So there's also quantity, nutrient balance, and frequency. So, you know, it's not to say that when you choose quality, for example, if you choose the wild salmon burger over the processed soy burger, it's not to say that you get to have four of the salmon burgers and you only have one of the veggie burger, you know, that kind of a thing. It's not, you know, what we unfortunately were taught kind of with the snack wells and some of the other fat-free food of, oh, well, if it's fat-free, I can just have as much of it as I want, you know. So we have to be adherent to the other pieces, but quality is so critical. And there's one main reason. At the core, the body wants what it recognizes. And when it recognizes something, it knows what to do with it. And it doesn't mean that that's going to eliminate all challenges and you're never going to get sick and never have any of these awful diseases that we unfortunately see around the country and around the world. But what it does mean is that when we are confronted with that, or when the body is confronted with challenges, if it's receiving what it recognizes, it's going to have been more robust and better able to handle and engage its immune system and attack that which doesn't belong in the body or that which it's trying to defend against. And so the issue that we have today is we have a lot of things that on the outside might seem like they're visually or in name might seem like they're things that the body recognizes, but actually what's been done to them is, you know, what would be required in a chemistry lab setting. I always say chemistry lab is awesome. I had the most fun there. You know, I blew things up. I mixed things together, you know, that changed colors, like all of this stuff. It's great. It doesn't belong in our body. It really slows things down, makes our body more more irritated, makes it, you know, less efficient, all of these pieces. So that's a long answer to a very direct question, but hopefully it does answer it.
Well, it sounds like what you're saying is that a qualitarian is very involved in the choosing. And I know from having tried many things, I've been macrobiotic because I'm half Japanese. So that was an easy diet choice to make, since a lot of it has to do with Japanese foods. And then I've also been a vegan, and I know that you have been too.
But, and a macrobiotic.
Right. But the reality is, in a way, that's sort of like joining the club. And the club says, you can eat this, and you can eat this, and you can eat this. And then you can unthinkingly eat those things and not really look at labels. And as you point out on your website, a lot of these things are very, very tampered with. So when you're advocating for quality, I guess I'm assuming natural, not genetically modified, that maybe organic is a good choice, locally sourced and made by hand or produced in small batches. Those would be aspects of quality?
Yeah. So, and to your point, you know, I think no matter if you are vegan, if you are paleo, if you're following a gluten-free diet, if you're, you know, eating vegan till six, if you're only eating fish on Fridays, whatever your thing is and whatever your thing of the moment is, my whole piece is that qualitarian needs to be the overarching umbrella under which all of these other protocols and programs and dietary choices, they have a space and a time, and some may suit certain people very well throughout their entire life. Some may suit them for periods of time. But what I don't want is a vegan unqualitarian, and I don't want somebody to feel that because they are paleo, they get certain health benefits and can, as you said, just eat whatever in that piece. So I think that that's the answer to the first piece. The second piece is probably easiest to think about, which is if you eat a food in its whole form, and ideally if you only eat foods that have had things done to them, because I'm a realist, food processing happens all the time. We like flour-based products. We like juices. You know, a juice is actually a processed food, et cetera. So if a processing has happened to a food in the way that it could happen actually in your body, so juice could be made in your body if you just chewed the heck out of your fruit in your mouth, you would make juice, right? So if it follows the body's natural processing, then I'm comfortable with it. Where I'm not comfortable with it is the chemical processing as opposed to what we'll call more the mechanical processing that could happen on that part. And sometimes that does get challenging for people. That's why I created the AKA list, which is the Ashley Coff approved list that you mentioned, and have the Ashley Coff approved personal shopper on my site. It's not because I wanted everyone to know my name. It was because for years I was writing out these laundry lists for my clients when they were going to the grocery store, because you can think, okay, I've told you what bread to get, and let's say I told you to get Nature's Whey bread, and you go into the store and you see Nature's Wise bread and you grab it, it's like it's so impossible these days to actually know which product is the one that we're even being recommended by somebody like myself. So I wanted people to have that visual and that ability actually in the grocery store to enter in the product and be able to search for it that way. When you talk about what to look for, I'm a firm believer. I hate the word organic. And the reason I hate the word organic is organic should actually not have to be used. And that should just be the word for food. So essentially what organic means is non-GMO. It means that while there are certain farming pesticides that may be allowed, there's nothing synthetic, and that the toxins, that have, especially the ones that have been shown to, you know, have hormonal disruption and other disruptions in our bodies and also in the environment, those are not allowed to be used. So to me, that's just food. But yes, looking for that, you know, until which time there's a logo on things that show chemistry lab projects, for now we have to look for the USDA logo. So organic is wonderful because it kind of answers all of your questions. One of the places that's really difficult, though, is eating out, and we might not know that. So one of the key pieces when you're eating out is to, number one, ask questions, and number two, to look for things like, if it says no hormones or grass-fed. And, you know, there are certain places that are better at transparency with their information online. One of the most important things to understand, though, is that the term natural, and there are some other terms that unfortunately fall into this category, the term natural is just a marketing term. There is no definition to it, until which time there is a recognized definition for it in the way that organic has a definition and a program and an evaluation component attached to it, looking for the word natural is not helpful at all on that piece. So I think that that's unfortunate. That's more a marketing term than it is a helpful in terms of telling us what's really actually what we need to know about the product.
Ashley Koff is a registered dietitian. She originated the term qualitarian and has compiled a database of over 50,000 products which meet rigorous standards of nutrition, sourcing methods, and marketing integrity. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.